On a crisp winter day, Jessica Moses steps out onto the porch of a cabin at Camp McKee and takes in the view of a 17-acre lake at the Montgomery County Scout Camp. In December, Moses became the first woman to become an executive of the Bluegrass Council, which comprises 55 counties from Lexington to Pikeville, from Maysville to Somerset. Moses remembers the first time she visited Camp McKee as a district scout executive.
All of our volunteers talk about Camp McKee like it is just amazing. I mean, they love it. So I was prepared for anything. But being from Eastern Kentucky, you know, backwoods don't scare me. So we came up through here, and Marlene, my program director, actually showed me around. And it was beautiful.
Moses didn't grow up in scouting. Her professional background is working with nonprofits like the American Cancer Society and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Her love of helping children led her to the Scouts.
When I started researching, like anybody would before they go interview for something, I was like, well, this sounds pretty cool. Like, they're doing a lot for kids, and it would be the kids right here in Kentucky. I'd never met volunteers that were just that involved, and I knew right away that I wanted to be a part of it.
About 2,100 children and teenagers are scouts in the Bluegrass Council. Moses worked for 9 years in the council before becoming interim executive, and then in December she was named scout executive. She's one of only 7 women to hold that position out of 230 scout councils nationwide.
I think it's amazing because I have a daughter, and I want her to always know that anything that you want to do, you can do it. It's not something that you have to be a man, you have to be a woman. I think is if you work hard and you do what you're supposed to be doing and you do your job well, then you can do anything that you want to achieve.
Her leadership comes at a time when scouting is undergoing some historic changes. Last February, the Boy Scouts of America officially became Scouting America. The name change comes as scouting is becoming more inclusive. Starting in 2018, girls were allowed to join and form girls-only scout troops. Starting this month, scout troops can now include both girls and boys, called a family troop. Bill Beach is the scout commissioner with the Bluegrass Council. He says Moses is the right person for the job amid all these changes.
Her management skills over the last 20 months of being an interim council executive far exceeded our expectations. The next thing that really showed out is her ability and her relationship building talent that she has throughout the 55 county area that we serve as a Bluegrass Council.
Nikki Goble, a Lexington mom of 3 boys, credits scouting for teaching her oldest son how to interact with adults in the job market.
That's one of the hard things that young adults have, is going and presenting themselves with confidence. Here's how you talk to adults. Here's how you talk to generations of adults.
Back at the cabin, sitting next to a fireplace, Jessica Moses is optimistic about growing scouting in Kentucky.
Once you see it, once you know what it is, you're going to want to be in it. It's just getting the people that, like me, that came in with no knowledge, you've got to sell it to them, just like anything else. So I think we've got to do a better job at showing them what we can offer.
What about me?
Pick your poison.
Off the beaten path at Camp McKee in Montgomery County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.